From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. Got a great one for you today. Straight from the UK, it's Cookie Monster. Tony Cook is one of the young guns on the stacked Circus Records lineup that includes Brown & Gammon, Funtcase, and label founders Flux, Pavilion, and Dr. P. Cookie Monster has a brand new single out now. Yo Mama and the B-side Cave of Gold are on Circus Records, and Cookie Monster will be hitting North America with Funtcase this month, beginning Thursday, February 14th, that's Valentine's Day, at Voyeur in San Diego. The Unce is once again teaming up with Infrasound to bring you the second annual Infrasound Music Festival, taking place May 31st through June 2nd in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, at NCN Campground. Confirmed headliners include Tipper with Android Jones and Liquid Stranger, along with Mantis, Megalodon, Haywire, Technicolor Presents Technocircus, and more. A big Phase 2 announcement is coming this Friday, February 15th, and general admission tickets are now on sale for just $75. You can grab those at tickets.theunce.com. Let's get to the interview. Yo Mama, Cave of Gold coming out here soon. Are these new sounds for you? You pushing the envelope of your production?
Yeah. It's just fun to, you know, broaden the sound. I kind of stick with a dirty, gritty sound, but I want to make something bouncy and, you know, and then I made Your Mama's Ass.
And that is that not inspiration enough?
I made Your Mama's Ass.
Do you see there being a definitive UK sound right now? Something undeniable that everyone's maybe trying to bottle and capture, or is the scene so shattered and spread out because of all the different sounds that are coming out? I'm curious to know what's happening over there that we should be paying attention to.
Well, yeah, you can definitely tell where someone's from their production. I can't really explain it. Like, I just kind of see it.
Even in parts of the UK, say you're from Nottingham, but yep, you can tell somebody who's from Manchester or even Leeds or up in Scotland.
No, I don't mean cities. I mean countries. So I can tell if someone's from America or if someone's from Holland or you know, that kind of European area.
Sure. Even in the realm of bass music.
Yeah. I obviously wouldn't say I can say this and he is from there, but you know, mm-hmm, I can kind of guess. Especially when it's it's just the typical, I don't know whether I should say it, but it's not the typical American sound, but it is a very American sound. I can't really explain what that sound is.
I think I get it. And at the very least, you can tell maybe what they've been listening to.
Yeah, I guess so. Like heavy metal, I guess, maybe. No, not too sure.
Hip hop, heavy metal.
Yeah, especially. Yeah,
hip-hop. It's all found its way in the sound.
Yeah.
So tell me, with Yo Mama and Cave of Gold, yep, is there a sense that, you know, this is a Circus Records release, and so is there a sense that you need to have a certain sound with it or a feel, or were you just playing with sounds and this is exactly what comes out of you and it's not shaped by the fact that it's on a particular label or not?
Yeah, it was literally just me in the studio wanting to produce a triplet song where it's written in triplets, so it's all nice and bouncy and, you know, kind of jazzy in its mood and melody and whatever. And it was just what I wanted to produce there and then. It's got nothing to do with the record label. Especially Cave of Gold, like, I kind of half made it and then played it to Funtcase. And then he was like, oh my God, you got to make this track. And I was just like, I don't know whether I should. But I ended up making it. And then somehow Andy was just like, yeah, we're going to release it with Your Mama's Ass. And I was like, oh, okay.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Funk Haze in a second, but first, how's your buddy Flux Pavilion as a boss? Does he ride you for tracks, or are you pretty much left to your own devices?
Well, yeah, when it was about 2010, it was more him and Dr. P as the bosses and kind of asking for tunes and organizing things and whatever, but now it's just like they're left to make music and be artists. So, you know, they're just on the same level as me now. So we're all just got deadlines to do ourselves rather than them being stressed out and trying to figure out what to do and organizing stuff.
Sure. And having that circus family must be great. I mean, yeah. You have built-in tour companions and you have these reunions sometimes where you all show up at the same show in, say, DC, for instance, when they did the Mega Circus show and everybody gets to play together. That's got to be a thrill because, you know, as a rule, being a DJ is sort of a solitary experience a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's really good because we literally have started off on real small Circus Records takeovers, and over the years we've just kind of grew it up to be huge, and obviously doing ones in LA and like you said before, and it's just really, really good to have a group of mates that are on the same path as you. That are all out to have fun as well, and it's cool as hell, you know. It's good to have friends there that are in the same situation as you, rather than just doing this job. And you know, you like, I've got friends that don't really have an idea of what I do. They just think I fly everywhere. So it's good to you know, speak to the circus guys and, you know, get wasted.
Level Up. Before that, Yo Mama, the new single from Cookie Monsta, out now on Circus Records.
Let's then talk about coming up, and yeah, like your friend said, they have no idea what you're doing with your day. So tell me about Nottingham as a kid. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, I've lived there all my life, and most probably will do for the rest of my life. But it's good. It's a real good nightlife city. Like, growing up, we used to just literally go out every single weekend and just have, you know, so much fun, because the city life is just, the music is so broad. There's music for everyone in this place. If you want to listen to heavy metal, you know, there's bars for that, and not just bars, but music events.
Sure.
Yeah, especially like dubstep, drum and bass, jungle. And then you'd get the underground side as well, the real gritty, illegal stuff. And it was just so much music going on that you could pick and choose what you want and, you know, learn and be educated about the vast amount of music that was available.
That's incredible. I had no idea that Nottingham had this really diverse scene.
Yeah, it's really good.
What then, as, you know, little Tony running around the streets of Nottingham at night, were you searching for? Was it the drum and bass in the jungle that really grabbed you, or did you have more of a diverse background?
Yeah, when I was about 10 or 11, my brother was 18, 19, and he would listen to the jungle cassette tapes and like the Helter Skelter rave stuff. So I was only 10, you know. So growing up listening to that, we'd go out and, you know, I was dying to listen to drum and bass in its natural form, a huge rig with huge, you know, lights and smoke and drink, alcohol, you know. It was just what I wanted to search for, and it was just, and I got it, you know. There's loads of clubs that did it, and I was lucky, really. Like where Josh and Sean grew up, it was basically nothing. They was in a huge type village type place, and they just got drunk and did nothing and made music.
I'm curious then, were you playing instruments as a kid, or was this strictly like you got in the music from going out to the clubs?
It was, yeah, I've always wished I could play an instrument, but I just never had the opportunity to. But I always had something in me that really, really wanted to make music, but I had no idea how. Yeah, I just had a huge urge. And obviously all my friends were like wanting to be plumbers or electricians or, I don't know, mechanics. So that was where my future was heading. But luckily, a friend of a friend was going to college for music technology. And I was like, oh my God, that is me. That is me all over.
Sure. So
that's when I first started making music, really.
So you came at it from a production standpoint versus a DJ standpoint, or did they come about around the same time and intermix in your life?
I never actually wanted to be a DJ. I never even thought about being a DJ. I just wanted to make music all day, every day, and that's what I started to do. And after college, we played this end-of-year gig or show or whatever you want to call it. And it was recorded for evidence to be scored on and all that sort of shit. And it was put upon MySpace or something like that. And the local underground kind of illegal place saw this and was just like, yeah, we'll just invite this guy. So I ended up playing, and it was just like, it was just so sick. It was so sick. And I was just hooked, and I couldn't sleep that night as well. And I didn't even have any drinks or anything. So I was just hooked on adrenaline. And that's when I first realized that I could hopefully make a career out of this.
Is this around the same time as the Maryland chocolate chip mix?
Yeah. Just shortly afterwards, because that was just the mix that I put together after just under a year of producing. And then,
And it was all original tracks.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense, because you weren't coming at it from a DJ's perspective, mixing in your originals with mostly other people's tunes. This was strictly coming from a stance of originality.
Yeah. That mix wasn't to put out as a DJ. It was put out as a producer, you know, just everything that was mine. I thought, oh, just stick it all in one mix so people could hear it, and then just send it out. And then it just kind of blew up, and I was like, oh my God, people actually like this shit.
And so is that the same sort of aesthetic that you take to the stage today that, hey, this is going to be a Cookie Monster set. This isn't going to be, you know, me playing a bunch of my pals in Circus. This isn't me finding what's hot right now on Beatport. This is going to be mostly, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm listening to and, you know, immersing the audience in the entire Cookie Monster experience.
Yeah, kind of. I do like to, in the mindset of DJing, I want sounds that are, you know, what I'm thinking there and then. So really hype, aggressive. And yeah, I'm not looking on the top 10 beats, you know, I'm not looking for that type of shit. I just want people to know this is me playing right now, you know, this is what to expect.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Show you the cave of gold. take me aboard your rocket ship, I'll show you the cave of gold.
You Can Do It, followed by Cave of Gold, the B-side from Yo Mama, out now on Circus Records. From your experiences at Lights All Night this past New Year's, you know, you're riding that wave of energy, especially with fans in the U.S. demanding the sound that you've created. And so you're coming back in February with Funk Case.
I suppose I am. You know, all I've been told is Twitter people saying, yeah, I can't wait for the 16th, I can't wait for the 18th. You know, I know everything to the last second, so, you know. I get told when I'm flying the day before.
And then your friends don't even know about it.
Yeah.
So tell me about your work with Funk Case then. You guys seem to be inseparable at this point, and people associate the two of you very closely. Was it just finding a like-minded individual that shared your same experiences when you came to Circus, or did you guys know each other beforehand? I wonder where that relationship started.
Well, it basically started like when Circus was, you know, getting started and getting put as a group, and, you know, it was all talking and whatever, going to meet each other and playing on shows. But the whole back-to-back thing came about when we got booked for a show somewhere in Belgium. Yeah, I think somewhere in Belgium. And that was our first back-to-back set. This is in, like, 2011, so not too long ago. And we just smashed the crap out of it. And there's a video that some guy edited and put it on YouTube. And that video just blew up like crazy. And ever since then, there's just been a huge demand for me and James to be back-to-back all the time. And, you know, like, my energy and his energy put together is just like the perfect kind of back-to-back for what I would want as a DJ partner, you know.
A guy
who plays wicked tracks.
So when the two of you are doing a back-to-back set, what is the communication like, or is there none? Are you trying to one-up each other? Are you trying to make a sort of symbiotic effort out of it? I wonder, you know, what's going on stage, because we see two people up there and we're, you know, 30 feet back in the audience, but we don't know, you know, exactly what's going on, you know, between the two of you when you're up there.
Yeah, there is slight rivalry, obviously. Yeah, we always try and better each other, I guess, in the mixes. Not so what sort of tracks we play, but how we play them and how we double drop them, how we mix out of them, and all that type of stuff, and secret tunes we didn't speak to each other about. And it's just like, hey, where did you get this from? What the fuck? And and we've got like this thing we do where we just give each other a quick shout to then turn it into a quick, I don't know, 5 to 10 minute trap set, and then mix it up to something else. Quick, go to drum and bass, drum step, let's go. And then we'll do it, and then we'll go back to drum set, go. And then we'll just, so, you know, we're always talking and communicating, you know. We're not just going to go randomly off into a different sort of genre without telling each other, you know.
Sure. That's perfect. Yeah. And the U.S. fans are excited about the tour and everything that's going to happen with you in Funk Case in February. And the new single, Yo Mama, with Cave of Gold.
Yeah.
Out, Circus Records, Feb 10th. Grab it.
Whoop. Yeah.
Tony Cook, Cookie Monster, thank you so much for being on the Unth Podcast.
Oh, wicked, mate. Pleasure.
Cookie Monster closing things out with Head Rocker here on the Unz Podcast. Special thanks go to Alex Heiligman with research help on today's show, Andrew and Landville with Circus Records, and of course my guest, Tony Cook. Cookie Monster is headed out on tour with Funtcase beginning Thursday, that's Valentine's Day, February 14th, in San Diego. His new single, Yo Mama, is out now on Circus Records. You can grab that on Beatport and iTunes. Checking in on the contest page, we've got some big ones for you. Win a pair of festival passes to Buku Music and Art Project in New Orleans and the Unified Fields Sonic Bloom pre-party in Denver. There's also still a chance for you to win VIP tickets to Snowball in Winter Park, Colorado next month and Weekend One passes to Ultra Music Festival in Miami. These are all free for the taking. All you've got to do is go to theunz.com/contests and enter to win. It really is that simple. You can also grab tickets to Head for the Hills and Five Elements Music and Yoga Festival in San Diego at tickets.theunz.com. Today's show was brought to you by Infrasound Music Festival, taking place May 31st through June 2nd in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, halfway between Minneapolis and Madison. The Music, Art, and Camping Festival, now in its second year, has a killer lineup which features two sets from Tipper with Android Jones on visuals. There will be a special DJ piano set from Haywire and two sets from Liquid Stranger, including his first ever live downtempo set. Lots of cool surprises in store for festival goers at Infrasound. $75 for general admission tickets. You can grab those at tickets.theunz.com. Please visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, tour dates, and tickets to some of the biggest shows across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the Unz Podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunz.com. Join the conversation at the Unz Podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.